every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, including a gigantic, gigantic UFC deal that was just signed. $7.7 billion over 7 years. $1 billion a year. And on top of that, if you're one of those people that loves UFC, well, you no longer have to ever pay for a pay-per-view again. All of the shows are going to Paramount Plus. And so if you've got Paramount Plus, you get all the shows. And so we're going to talk about this, all of the details and more. And then we've got all of the wrestling news as well, including, you'll be shocked, WWE will be going head-to-head with AEW. And in fact, shortly thereafter, AEW will be going head-to-head with WWE. We'll tell you about both of those dates. We've also got the latest on Dr. Carlin Colker and Janelle Grant. There's been a new, there's news in that case. A couple of people gone from WWE, including, still at this point, Karrion Kross, and plenty of other news as well. Injuries, SmackDown, Collision, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, the phone number, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, as well as at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about, Tom. After heavy speculation on what the UFC would do with their media rights package, TKO announced on Monday morning the world's largest MMA organization is heading to Paramount in a transformative, all-inclusive media rights deal in the U.S. 7 years, $7.7 billion, begins in January 2026. We'll see 13 numbered events, 30 fight nights come to Paramount Plus, with some of the numbered shows to be simulcast on CBS. And what does this mean? Well, we'll start at the beginning. First off, they're getting $1.1 billion a year. $1.1 billion a year over 7 years.
Yeah, the deal is backloaded, so they'll get more money on the back end of the deal.
So they'll make less early, but they'll make more later. But the big things, there are two big things to talk about here. One is if you are a fan.
There's 7.7 billion big things to talk about here.
If you are a fan and you normally order the pay-per-view every month, okay, you will be saving, at this point, this could change a little because they may raise the price, you will be saving $1,000 a year because you no longer have to buy pay-per-view. Pay-per-view is done. All of the shows will air on Paramount Plus. So basically, you know, they're just going to call the pay-per-views, the former pay-per-views, numbered events, and the rest will just be regular Saturday night shows. But they're all the same. They're all the same.
UFC fight nights.
The fight nights and the numbered shows are all the same at this point.
Well, no, because the difference may be that.
Well, I'm sure there will
be simulcast.
Perhaps.
Yeah, so
some of them will be.
Well, yeah, and I've seen conflicting reports because I watched interviews with Mark Shapiro and Ari Emanuel, and they gave the impression. I thought that the 13 numbered events would be simulcast on CBS. However, then I saw an interview with Dana White as well where he talked about four big shows. I don't know if that's in reference to four big tentpole shows, as you would call them, that they want to do, or if, you know.
Okay, it appears some of the events will be airing on CBS. But the point is, you don't have to pay for pay-per-view anymore. You just have to pay for Paramount+. The other big thing is that this is not only the end of pay-per-view, but with the exception of however many shows they air on CBS, which could be 4, which could be 12, 13, 13. There's no more. Well, we don't know, Tom. Could be 4.
Okay.
Could be 12. I don't know. But the point is, you can't watch UFC on TV anymore. Aside from those CBS shows, it's gone. So,
well,
obviously.
Okay, nothing has been said about the landing place of Dana White's Contender Series, which is currently on ESPN Plus.
Who cares?
A lot of, you know, there quite a few people do, because a lot of the top fighters now come from that Dana White's Contender Series, and they push it very, very hard. And if you watch any of the media that's been done about this deal, another thing that they push very, very hard is Dana White himself. I haven't seen one interview with a fighter. I haven't seen one interview with a top name, like a commentator. It's all the suits at TKO, and Dana White is one of them. And it seems like CBS wants to monetize this guy. He already has the Dana White Contender Series, like I said. There's the Ultimate Fighter. There's Road to UFC. There's all this fringe programming that does exist, Brian. Maybe you don't watch it, but there are people that do.
I don't think a lot of people do. If you want to watch UFC cards, you can't watch them on TV anymore, except for CBS, correct? If you want to see just like a card, if you want to see a fight night, if you want to see a pay-per-view, you can't watch it on TV anymore, except for those CBS events. That's it.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the other thing to talk about here is that this deal just came about. They were going to move all of the fight nights to Paramount Plus, and they were going to shop around everything else, including to perhaps Netflix or wherever. And there was a split with Paramount and what was the other place called? It's Paramount and
a merger? Is that what you mean?
Skydance.
Skydance and Paramount merged.
Yes. So as soon as that happened, this deal came together. Like that deal happened like a week ago.
Their deal was finalized by the FCC on August 11th, which would have been
Today.
That would have been, August 7th.
Okay, yes. So this whole thing came together a few days ago. The actual merger was confirmed, and then they did this immediately. So the other thing that I got to mention, well, there's two things. Number one.
There's a lot of things.
Man, oh, man. Well, can I get going here? Can I just finish, and then you can go?
Well, you keep going. Well, there's one thing to mention, two
things
listen, to talk about.
Well, listen, would
one
you shut up here for a second?
There's so, about 7.7 billion, like I said.
If this deal would have come along a year ago, I don't know, man. WWE might have made a lot more money, because that is a lot of money that was paid for UFC here. And the thing that's most notable to me is when they did that Peacock deal, when WWE did that Peacock deal, the amount of money that they got for that Peacock deal was, like, it was preposterous. Like, remember we all did the math, and it was like, golly, you could have just, like, paid every fan. Like, it was ridiculous, the amount of money they paid. It made no financial sense whatsoever. And this deal also makes pretty much no financial, in order to break even, they would have to add, like, 7 million subscribers just to watch UFC, which, if you think about how many people,
Brian,
like the number of people that already have Paramount Plus, there's like 70 million people or something. And, you know, the idea of adding 7 million more on top of that, I don't know, man. I don't think that's going to happen.
Brian, this deal is worth more than Skydance is.
Yeah.
They're paying more for this deal than they are actually valued at.
Yeah, this doesn't make any financial sense whatsoever.
It's pretty cool, though.
Which is amazing, because
makes financial sense for the investors.
Well, how would you stop? You're not supposed to be an investor. You're working here. But anyway, the point is, like, everyone, you know, for years I've been hearing,
how many points?
This bubble's going to burst. Doesn't make sense anymore. Doesn't make financial sense. It's all going to be going down soon. And I mean, at some point it has to, I think, but hadn't happened yet. $7.7 billion.
Dude, think about this, Brian.
And they're not even going to run pay-per-views to try to make some of that up. This is it.
they're paying $7.7 billion for UFC rights. It's like a little over a year ago, they just unloaded Bellator. This is the same company that owned Bellator. And they're just like, well, this property sucks so bad. We're just going to essentially let it go for stock in the PFL, which I believe Paramount still has. The whole thing's crazy.
Bro.
And did you hear the commercial right before you went on air here?
Which one?
What that commercial was talking about? Talking about possible Paramount Plus and Peacock merger, which
hey,
I guess
as well.
Which has been rumored for a long time.
That Peacock deal's coming up in a year. They got to do something. $7.7 billion.
Yeah.
So and if you looked at the there was a TKO earnings call last week. I think it was last week. Yeah. And, you know, as popular as UFC is, you watch the shows, they're all sold out. They go crazy. They got all these big stars and pay-per-views. WWE made way more money than UFC. And those days are gone. I mean, after this deal, good luck, WWE. You better be running like 8 WrestleManias a year in Saudi. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. It's the same company. But it's just amazing that, you know, WWE was doing significantly better than UFC. And now, UFC likes, I mean, golly, that's a huge number. Huge number. So there you go.
I mean, they're going to shop around whatever boxing fights they do. They, you know, they have PBR on multiple channels, I guess, as well. Still, so a real powerhouse. Not since the days of the Gold Dust Trio have we seen such a stronghold on the combat sports world.
So WWE was 10 years and $5 billion from Netflix. So $500 million a year. $1.1 billion for UFC. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, anything else you want to say about this deal before we move on to more news?
No.
Poor people news? Pretty much everybody else at this point. All right. Well, we got two head-to-head battles coming up. So it does appear that WWE will be holding a main roster PLE, not NXT, on Saturday, September 20th, which just happens to be the same day as All Out. Another weekend of fun.
Where's that All Out show?
All Out is in Indianapolis. No, WWE's in Indianapolis. All Out will be in Toronto. That's a show where apparently Edge and Christian are already going to be reunited and friends.
Yeah, I've seen them on the posters, actually.
Yeah, 6 weeks. 6 weeks away. So that's that. No start time announced yet, but that appears to be head-to-head. And then, a few weeks later, AEW is going to be running a show on Tuesday, October 7th, it will be a special, I guess, Battle of the Belt show. Title Tuesday, they're calling it.
Haven't had one of those in a while, huh?
That'll run head-to-head with NXT, and then they'll be doing Dynamite on Wednesday. And so...
Oh, I cannot wait for the ratings discourse after that head-to-head Battle of the
Collision
Belt.
Collision versus NXT. Well, I mean, NXT will win. It's just, you know, it's number one, it's Collision. Number two, it's Unfamiliar Night. I mean, I think it would be very difficult for Collision to beat NXT that night, but who knows? I guess we shall see. But two head-to-head battles coming your way, friends. Two. Judge has ordered Dr. Carlin Colker and Peak Wellness to turn over Janelle Grant's medical files. Was remote hearing live stream Monday. The judge addressed her request for medical records from Peak Wellness, deposed Peak Wellness employees. Judge ruled in favor of her request, but denied her request to depose clinic employees. So this is one of the weirdest things about this whole case, okay? So she requested her medical records. He said, I turned him all over. So I was like, well, did he or didn't he? So they argued that what has been turned over, this is Grant's team, what has been turned over is incomplete. So this will include billing records, certain communications between the clinic, McMahon, and WWE, although Colker's team has challenged or will challenge that.
Okay. If something nefarious is going on, you think this guy was keeping medical records of it? Like, he's administering medication that he shouldn't be, and he's keeping record of it? That seems like
I don't know. So, I don't know what's going
on. I'm not a criminal.
This person here goes, this is the weirdest thing? Well, I mean, it depends. Obviously,
what about the fact this guy had a different name?
There was some stuff that Vince did that was obviously very weird. But as far as like, okay, I understand why this side did this. I understand why this side did that. I understand why this side did this. I understand why this side did that. This is like, it's weird because it should be open and shut. Did you get the records or not? He said yes. She says no. Well, I guess we'll find out if there's more. So my point is, this part of the case seems open and shut. But apparently even this is not open and shut. I didn't say it was the most nefarious. I said it's weird. It should be open and shut. Did she get him or not? He says yes, she says no. It's like, this shouldn't be a question. Like,
well, my point is that perhaps there, you know, from her standpoint, obviously there was a communication or communications which were not logged in these in the evidence.
Yeah.
You know? But my point is, if you're doing something you shouldn't be, you're probably not keeping those medical records. So.
Well, sure. I mean, so perhaps I think her claim is that it was mysterious cocktails and this and that. It's like, I don't know. That seems like a pretty, I guess we'll find out.
Like, perhaps we won't.
Well, we should find out something if everything that is requested gets, I mean, it is also like you said, okay, what if he's giving her something that he's not putting in the records? You know what I'm saying? Or what if she claims that, but he actually didn't? Like, who knows who's, like, what's going on here? And some of this would be impossible to prove. If he hands over all the records and there's no indication that he gave her anything that wasn't in the records, but she says he did, at that point, well, how do you prove that?
I don't know.
We got several people that are gone from WWE. Ashanti the Adonis is gone. He his contract was expiring. I guess they were going to get rid of him, but I guess they kind of figured, well, may as well just let the thing go. Gonna have to pay him for 90 days anyway. So,
but all he did was get like slapped around by girls and lose. Remember he was in that three-way? He actually was pretty damn great in that three-way they did with it was Sean Legacy, Javon Evans, and then randomly he was in it, and he was good. And then I don't know that we've seen him since.
I think he got kicked by Carmen Petrovich. I think he may have made. In fact, I'm almost positive he did, because I think Carmen, they did the breakup angle, and then that was right like the week that everybody was getting released. And so my presumption is, well, it's the end of that guy, and then it wasn't. So I don't know, man. That's the end of him. He never, like, here's the thing with Ashanti. It wasn't like he was bad, but you know, it's where is he now compared to a year ago?
He just never stood out.
Yeah, where is he now compared to a year ago? Where is he now compared to 2 years ago? I mean, he wasn't improving dramatically in any way. It was just kind of what he was. And you know, they had a tryout about a week ago, and they had like 50 people at this tryout. I mean, it was a big tryout, and I was told that it was a good tryout. Like, there were a lot of really good people at this tryout, and it's like they do these tryouts all the time, and they got so many people that are at that performance center, and it really is, you got to stand out. You got to stand out, and you got to be regularly showing improvement, or, you know, they got a lot of people waiting in the wings. So that's what happened to him. Then we have whatever's going on with Karrion Kross and Scarlett. So, far as I know, their contracts legitimately expired. And they were offered a new deal. And right now, they are claiming that they're gone, they're accepting bookings, and, you know, they're not happy with how things went down. Now, all I can tell you is that as it pertains to Karrion Kross and Scarlett, there are a lot of people very, very skeptical that he is not, maybe not so much a work, but like they're pretty sure that he's probably going to end up re-signing both of them. And this will be some sort of something or other. Here's the thing. His deal's up, okay? This happens to a lot of people, all right? When Ashanti the Adonis' deal was up, you didn't have Paul Heyman talking about how, you know, Karrion Kross was like the next, or like he was like a Steve Austin, I think Paul Heyman said. And on Tuesday's NXT, his deal is up at any time, and they're like plugging his book on NXT. Just a lot of people are very, very skeptical that if these sides weren't in agreement on doing something, that you would put the guy over like that. You would, you know, he had that match with Sammy at the pay-per-view, and you know, the people are going crazy for him. They're chanting his name. And then they had that weird thing when it was over where, like, Hunter's doing his post-show gimmick, and the fans are loudly chanting, "We want Cross." And Hunter goes, "Oh, you want Brock?" Like, that's what you thought they said? I mean, come on. So, a lot of people are very skeptical, but they are accepting bookings. And we'll see what happens. Apparently the people who have been allowed to interview them. The interviews are done through ECW Press, which is actually the publisher of Death of WCW, in fact, which I just got my check for. 108,000 books sold.
Is that good?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, not this year. I'm talking total. Apparently that's real good. And it came out in 2004 and it's still selling like a lot of copies every year, so.
Congratulations.
I'm quite happy. But anyway, he did a book through them, and they're setting up interviews for him, but apparently people who interview him are not allowed to ask about contract situations. So, we'll see.
Seems like a red flag.
We'll see what happens here. All right, we got Raw tonight. You excited for Raw? You excited to do the SmackDown report after the break?
Oh, geez, I totally forgot.
Well, that'll give you something to talk about. Tonight's Raw has Naomi versus Io Sky, Becky Lynch versus Maxine, Sami Zayn versus Rusev, and CM Punk will open the show. Tomorrow's NXT has Javon and Trick with the winner challenging Obafemi for the title at Heatwave, and Ricky Saints and Jasper Troy. And then Dynamite Wednesday has Adam Page and MJF face-to-face, Kyle Fletcher and his Forbidden Door opponent face-to-face, Moxie versus Kevin Knight, and Adam Copeland versus Stokely Hathaway. It's a lot of stuff so far.
I heard that Dave was like quite convinced that
Tanahashi
against Fletcher, but I didn't see the interview. How hard did he push this pound-for-pound thing? Because Tanahashi is not who I would say is pound-for-pound.
I think Kyle Fletcher said pound-for-pound. I think Callis just said send your best. And, I mean, we already know Tanahashi's going to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would prefer them to have somebody else face Kyle Fletcher and use Tanahashi in a different match and get more New Japan guys on there.
I'll tell you who I think you should face.
Desperado. That's who I think.
I was going to say Ishii again. I'm fine with them just doing that match every week for the rest of my life. That match on Collision was so awesome, dude. It was incredible. SmackDown and Collision after the break. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674.
800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom joining us here today. And it's time! We'll have Tom do SmackDown, then I'll talk a little bit about Collision. I thought this was the best SmackDown in a little while, because it didn't just completely suck. Am I the only one?
I guess it was all right. I mean, not much in the way of action.
Well, that's for sure.
But as far as movement forward and progression and storylines, I guess we got something. So there was a video recap of SummerSlam Night 2's main event between Cody Rhodes and John Cena, along with the return of Brock Lesnar, complete with video recorded reactions of the fans freaking out in various ways. And we had Mike Rotch's over-the-top introduction of Cena. Once again, this continues on, but he's a babyface.
He sure is. They like this guy.
He's back to being the Dr. Thugonomics, certified 100% babyface. Cena was getting the crowd riled up. They chanted, "Thank you," and he became about as red as his last time is now t-shirt that he was wearing. He said, "Time's winding down, but he's not going down without a fight. So Brock Lesnar, anyone in the back who wants some can come get some." Logan Paul came out. They agreed to fight. Logan said they do it in a French-speaking country by doing it at Clash in Paris. He kept talking. Drew McIntyre jumped Cena. Cody Rhodes made the save. They cleared the ring and set up a tag match between the four of them for later tonight. Cena signed off by telling everyone the champ is here and pointed at Cody Rhodes. I thought this was a great 15-minute segment to open up the show.
I thought Cena did an excellent job.
He was...
What a baby.
He was feeling it, man. You could tell they were getting to him. He was so red and choked up by their reaction.
I think the notable things are that... He made sure to mention he did not pick Brock Lesnar after they threw him under the bus. This is the second time now. One's now on television and the other off television. And also, when they first teased that him and Logan were going to wrestle tonight, then they announced it for the pay-per-view and the fans got upset, they quickly announced a tag match. And even though it frickin' sucked, hey, at least you guys got to see John Cena do his five moves of doom one more time.
And not a lick more. So we had Motor City Machine Guns take on the MFTs of JC Mateo and Tala Tonga. Guns came in beaten down, taped up from the SummerSlam ladder match. Tala Tonga booted Shelley, chokeslam Saban. They got the win. This was kind of a squash set up by the damage done to the former champs over the weekend in that fantastic ladder match. I mean, I'd give it. 5 stars.
Not a ladder three, match?
Not 4-3.
Nah. I don't even think I gave it close, did I?
I don't know.
If there was one match I would think about maybe giving 5 stars from that pay-per-view, I think it probably would be that John Cena-Cody match.
Oh, that was the best.
I think if that would have been like his actual retirement match, like if it was billed as his retirement match and it was like a historic match in that sense as well, I think I probably would have said that was a perfect match. As it was freaking awesome. But
so Solo took the mic, said he's in his gear, feels good enough to fight, but no one in the back has what it takes, so they're going to leave and celebrate. Goes to leave. This brings out Nick Aldis, who introduced an opponent for Solo right now, which turned out to be Sami Zayn, and the crowd went crazy here in the Quebecois hometown. We had Sami Zayn against Solo Sikoa, as mentioned. Sami was in total control. Tala Tonga interfered. We came back from a commercial. He had a sunset flip powerbomb, Sami did, for a two count. Solo fought back, and he went for the spike. Sami kicked it away. Hit an exploder in the corner. Set up for the Huluva kick. Of course, more interference by the MFTs. Tala Tonga comes in. But Sami hits another exploder on Solo. JC Mateo gets on the apron. Tala Tonga tries to interfere. Solo hits a super kick on Sami. Sets up for the spike. Sami ducks it and defies the odds. He rolls up Solo. Gets the three count win and takes off up the aisle way. So perhaps a title shot looming for Sami Zayn.
Hey, they've been teasing that he's going to go for the title. There's a couple wins he's got now.
This is a title.
Yeah.
And of course, you always have the long-term tie-in because if you remember, Sami and Solo, both in the bloodline. Sami Uso. So we have the Wyatt Six promo, Street Profits.
What an absolute geek that guy is, by the way. God. Ooh. Solo.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be.
He is, but my God, what a geek.
I love
that. He's the geek to end all geeks. We should have a Geek of the Week song that involves Solo's name.
He's a solo geek.
Golly, what a geek.
I love him.
I like him. He's much better as a geek, but God.
He's hilarious.
When all those guys interfered, and Tala, like, interfered, and then, you know, Solo hit that super kick. Like, you
I
could
let
just
out a
see.
Collective groan.
Even the fans did,
for
too.
Everyone.
Like, they were certain. They've seen so many bad finishes. They've seen Sami screwed so many times. They were like, oh, my God. And, like, I fell for it, too, but I was an idiot because Sami then immediately rolls this nerd up and pins him, and I howled.
It's fantastic.
Like, of course he beat this guy. Of course he did.
Fantastic. Like I said, Wyatt Six promo, Street Profits, B-Fab, DIY, and Candace all argued backstage. Aldis showed up, made a match between the teams for next week. God. I mean, I'm going to the hospital to get a hip replacement soon. Should I just
yeah,
take
what's
Candace
the update?
With
you want
me?
To tell everybody the update?
No, I don't really know. I mean,
but I mean, we're talking week. Like it could be any time now.
Next week.
You're not going to be waiting like Lance for a knee surgery for 45 years because Candace.
No, but forget about me. I hope Candace doesn't need one.
Oh, my God.
Her
leg.
Leg was shades. It was purple, yellow, red, black, blue. I'm not even sure. Every color on the rainbow from her spill into the ladder at SummerSlam. Then we had the not friends, but new tag team champion segment with Alexa Bliss and Charlotte. It was a birthday celebration for Alexa, or supposed to be, but Charlotte had a cake made with her name in big writing. Charlotte had the Lexi doll. She brought out the ugly Charlie doll, which I think Alexa had given to her years ago. They actually got a chant from the crowd. Charlie did. Charlotte was going to hug Alexa, but then Chelsea Green came out with the Hervis. And then Nick Aldis brought out a new referee who had a bow on to officiate the match. As a present for Alexa. And we had this impromptu match. Charlotte looks like she's having the time of her life.
Well, she is. She's a baby face now.
Yeah. Chelsea kicked out of a cover. Charlotte hopped face first into the buckle on her own accord. It was preposterous. Chelsea hit a big superplex, called for the Hervis to bring the birthday cake into the ring. Alexa dove off the post onto them. Chelsea went for the unprettier on top of the cake. Charlotte reversed her, hit the unprettier, locked her in the figure eight, wiped frosting off Chelsea's face, and ate it as she applied the submission. And big fan of this version of Charlotte. Probably my favorite version of Charlotte so far in her short run as a babyface here. Tiffany was interviewed backstage. Jade appeared, said Tiffany's lucky she got her foot on the rope, which is not true. Jade, you pulled her foot onto the rope in that match. Everybody saw it. Kiana James and Julia showed up, offered Jade her business card, told her to hang on to it just in case because Jade didn't seem to want it. Then Mishan showed up, took the card, said she's going to go get herself a title shot, which, you know, seems to be customary. If you are the woman's U.S. champion, you will feud with Mishan, perhaps for months on end. Aleister Black did a menacing interview backstage in a preset. John Cena and R-Truth ran into each other backstage. Truth is pumped up that Cena is back on the good side. But, you know, I know why you're such a big fan of John Cena when I really think about it, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Because he did what you do very often on this show with whoever you're co-hosting with. And he gaslit. He tried Poor R-Truth was gaslit into thinking he was the one that was in the wrong. When in reality, we all saw it. We all know John Cena is the one that had changed. He even admitted it last week. But I think he fooled poor R-Truth here. And then the main event, Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre against John Cena and Cody Rhodes. I am so excited that they kept Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul together. Because as far as like a heel duo, I think they are fantastic. Drew takes no crap and can back up everything he says. He's a great villain. And Logan Paul is so annoying, so grating, but yet so talented.
Team.
Yeah, it's not like they have a bunch of flaws on their own, but when you put them together, they are such a complete package. I love these two together. So I timed it. They went a full 10 minutes on the dot for entrances, Brian. 10 minutes. Impressive. Cody did a shoulder tackle.
That was a lot I got to skip.
Cody opened up the match. He threw on a headlock, did a shoulder tackle, then just did a cartwheel for no reason, threw on a headlock again. I howled. You know how many times in the back I've told people, hey, just go out there and do a cartwheel. Crowd loves it.
They do
gets
like
a reaction every time. The heel duo eventually isolated the champion before he was able to break away. He made the tag to Cena for the one last time in Montreal. Cena came in, did his five moves of doom, back suplex, five knuckle shuffle, hit the AA, but McIntyre was laying in wait to make the save. He went for the Claymore, but Cody intercepted him, dove onto him on the floor. And then Logan Paul just reared up and, much to your chagrin, punched John Cena low for the DQ.
Ungodly terrible finish.
Another awful finish in the annals of SmackDown history of bad finishes, which is like...
This was at another level. God, this was bad.
How... Every SmackDown is just littered with trash, bad, garbage finishes like this in the year 2025. I need to go back and look at all of them because they're horrendous. And then McIntyre nailed Cody with the belt on the floor, put him head first through the side of the announce desk with a Claymore, which was awesome. Almost like when the guy gets speared through the dasher boards on the side, but put him head first through the desk with a Claymore. It was great. The officials came out to end the show as Joe Tess was in hysterics at the addition of our world champion. No longer the undisputed world champion, by the way, but nonetheless our world champion, Cody Rhodes.
Excellent timing. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us. I think the important stuff, Collision is not like a big, you know, big stars, big angles, that sort of thing. But my golly gee, do they have good wrestling. Kyle Fletcher and Ishii, almost like... That was the best match. I mean, I've seen a lot of great matches this year, but this was an incredible television match. Absolutely great. So you should go out of your way to watch that one. Juice versus Ricochet was okay. The FTR and Stokely versus Three Geeks match was fun just because of the old school Stokely stuff. The Triangle of Madness versus Queen Aminata, Willow, and Ty was pretty good. It's fine. Shibata Max Caster was a squash. And the main event with Hangman and Jetspeed versus LFI, also a great match. And the highlight of the match was Hangman and Roosh, who some way, somehow, need to have, maybe on that Title Tuesday show or something, they need to have a world title match and just go hog wild, because they were awesome. They were absolutely awesome in this match together. And just two crazy, wild dudes. Kind of reminded me of when Roosh and Moxley had that match, which was also great. Hangman's going to go in there and, you know, not to be a jerk, but he's just, you know, forget the way he was described to me, but like, you know, he'll lay it in. And so will Roosh. And that's the kind of match I like to watch. Not be in, but watch. You know what I mean, Tom? Hey, we got to wrap it up. Tonight's Raw. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about that with Lance. Best of luck with everything, Filthy. And, of course, to all of our Twitch homies and our folks on YouTube. We'll talk to you again after a while.